Temperatures are down just a bit this afternoon when compared to yesterday. A cold front came through last night, knocking temperatures down about 5 to 10 degrees from where they were yesterday. The exception is for areas well south of Albany, where it's still up around 70 degrees this afternoon. For the rest of the area, temperatures have been largely in the 60s. It is bright and sunny through the afternoon, and it will remain clear heading into tonight. Now, it is going to chill down into the 30s and 40s. I'm looking at some of the dew points in our area today, and a lot of dew points are in the 30s. So for areas that have very little wind tonight, that have a calm wind, that's kind of your bottom mark in terms of where the temperature may go. So I think that we're talking about some 30s, some 40s tonight. I can't rule out an area or two of frost, though I think for most of us, temperatures will hold just above those frosty levels. It will remain mainly clear through the night, and some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and in our valley locations. The nice weather continues into the weekend. I know some of you are thinking, you know, maybe some of you are fans of winter, kind of hoping for some colder weather. Well, that's not coming up for the next few days. So we're going to enjoy another mild day tomorrow as temperatures will rebound back close to 70 degrees under bright sunny skies. It's even warmer on Sunday. We'll see lower to mid 70s across the area with a blend of sunshine and clouds. So the weekend is looking really nice. We'll keep it warm on Monday, even a little bit humid on Monday, as temperatures again in many spots will come up into the 70s. Clouds will increase through Monday, and those clouds are coming in advance of what is likely to be some wet weather coming up for the Tuesday to Wednesday time frame, and that much-needed rain will be followed by at least a cooler push of air. It's going to feel cool because it's been so warm, but all we're talking about is temperatures that will go back to seasonable levels for late October. And kind of looking down the road at the weather pattern, I don't see any significant or sustained cold in the forecast for the next, oh, say about 10 to 14 days, though there may certainly be little shots of cool weather at times. I don't see any substantial cold, at least for the next couple of weeks. So we'll keep it warm as we check out the latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, warm with highs in the lower to mid 70s, and on Monday, increasing clouds, breezy, warm, and turning a bit humid with highs 68 to 74. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.